questions, then do take the opportunity of the corridor hallway track to find folks and connect and talk about everything you've been learning at Fosden. And with that, thank you. I've got Pepe here to talk about public spaces.
Thank you. Well, not mostly public spaces. I work for public spaces. Public spaces.
Have you muted? Is your mic muted?
It's on the.
Yeah.
Can everybody hear you okay?
I'll just speak up. I work for Public Spaces, a network organization in the Netherlands of 40 public organizations, mostly cultural organizations, broadcasters, but we widen it out. Probably we have municipalities, we have organizations of public health. Because all these organizations work for one common goal, to create more of a digital public space and to become less dependent of big tech solutions. Together with these organizations, we started a program called the Next Socials. Because we see these organizations, we see public broadcasters, we see publishers, we see organizations in public health, we see organizations in education, all having the same sort of needs. We need a community platform, we need a social platform, we need a way to communicate with our audience, with our municipality, with our and to make sure they don't make choices that would bite each other, would feed off each other, that they work together. We started a program called the Next Socials to bring all those energy in the Netherlands together. And we talk to these people a lot, but what we never did is actually do research, actually get some data from them. So what we did is we have these 40 organizations in our network. We made a selection of 10 of these organizations, and we just did a little interviews with them, 15-minute interviews about what do you need from this Fediverse and why don't you use it? Because we see the adoption is slow. There's a lot of willingness, but there's not a lot of energy. So what happens? We all have a gut feeling about this, but we didn't have any data. So what we did is we asked them. I did 13 little interviews, and asked them first, what Fediverse tools do you use? 42% of these organizations, and mind you, this data doesn't say anything about all public organizations or all public organizations in the Netherlands. This is just the opinion of 10 of the front runners or 9 of the front runners in the Netherlands. So of these people, 42% used Mastodon, 70% used PeerTube, 8% used PixelFed, and 32% used none of these platforms at all. So okay, we were kind of expecting this. But we wanted to know why. What are the main reasons for your organization not yet working with these Fediverse tools? The main thing everybody said, well, the yield in comparison to commercial platforms. We put in a lot of effort, but we don't know what we're going to get out of it. We only have a small department for communication. We have limited resources. The thing you probably all know. The second one is also compared to that. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough capacity. And then there's some insufficient knowledge in-house, and there's some familiarity. But this one is the main focus. We don't